Haywire, young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Jess Wise, Barcaldine, Queensland.
People always say that a picture says a thousand words. As someone who loves photography, I think they're right. But words are powerful too. They can either make you or break you. The simplest of phrases such as, I love you, can easily make someone's day. Or the well-known, it's not you, it's me, can make a person crumble. Words are funny like that. They have so much power. We all have that one memory that sticks in our head about what someone has said to us. As for me, well, that memory is of driving home in the car with my mum and hearing the words, it's cancer. My mum is the kind of person who will always support me, always be there for me. She will always inspire me. For once, it was the other way around. I inspired her. It's been over a year now since we first got the news, but I look at us now and see how strong we've become. Helping my mum through the 6 months of chemotherapy and 6 weeks of radiation, it wasn't easy. I took over our remote cattle station while she was 1,000 kilometres away in Toowoomba. I will admit, it was a huge challenge having to take on so much responsibility. Doing water runs all morning, mustering cattle in the heat of the day, and keeping all the animals well fed and looked after. Some of those days seemed to drag on forever. But I also think those 6 weeks of caretaking made me grow up much quicker, which isn't such a bad thing. We made it though, and a year later, things are finally starting to get back to normal. Because of everything that's happened, I've learnt to always see the beauty in everything. Like the stunning bright orange and pink sunsets we get every afternoon at home. The way the evening sun gives a golden glow to everything it touches, it's magical. We've learnt to never take a single thing for granted. Friendships, the breathtaking views, great memories, sunny spring days, the lush green grass after a well-needed shower of rain, the way the galahs whistle outside my window most mornings, and most of all, the love and support from my family. When I tell people my story, they always tell me my mum is lucky to have me, but they're wrong. I'm the lucky one.
Haywire.